On ABC Victoria, this is Mornings.
Do we need an aviation industry ombudsman? We've had Rex Airlines and Bonza getting into financial difficulties recently. And in both cases, passengers were left scrambling to make other arrangements when their flights were cancelled. So should we have an aviation ombudsman that would secure refunds for passengers when their flights are cancelled? James Nixon is a pilot and aviation analyst. A very good morning to you, James.
G'day, Jono, and I'm a tea drinker as well.
See, I think it's better. Tea is just easier. It's more portable. You can take a tea bag anywhere, and I reckon it's the way to go. It's the way of the future, James.
You can't get a good cup of tea in a cafe because they just give you lukewarm water and a tea bag.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, so we'll talk about aviation. look, it's just a matter. I don't know if we need an ombudsman, but we just need better behaviour.
Yes.
You know, we shouldn't be rewarding bad behaviour. So there's a few dangers with it. If you get out of control like the Americans have with passenger charters, you know, if you're taxiing out of New York at 9:30 at night, you can get straight out and take off. But if there's a big delay in security getting people through onto the airplane and you're half an hour late, there's 60 airplanes leaving at 10 o'clock.
Mm.
And it can be an hour and a half before you get to the end of the runway. Legally, one passenger can turn around and scream, "I want to get off," and you have to take them back to the gate.
Oh.
Now, every plane has a bereaved passenger going to a relative who's in a hospital in Bali, or, you know, picking up a child's body from a motorcycle crash. Every plane has one of these people on or more. Are you going to tell me that we have to go back to the gate and delay the flight maybe 3 or 4 hours and all those people are going to miss their connections?
Mm.
So it can get out of control very quickly.
Mm.
We have to look at the bad behaviour and not reward it. We can't reward bad behaviour where an airline says, "Oh, look, we don't have to put a time on the flight just because you booked for the 7 a.m. flight to Sydney, and we're now going to make it 1:30, and your meeting was 10 o'clock. That's not acceptable."
Yeah, although do you think if we had an ombudsman, that behaviour would improve because there would be, you know, there'd be teeth?
Yeah, but with a huge price tag of setting up that office, surely under the trade practices legislation, we can tighten it so that an airfare is an airfare and a ticket's a ticket, and that sort of behaviour is curbed. Because going to an ombudsman, it's just going to be a whole layer of bureaucracy, which we've got to fund. Remember, these tickets that people are flying on are usually less than the price of the taxi fare to the airport. So, you know, the industry is trying very hard to make money with very, very little dollars in the kitty. So we've got to make sure that it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, though, if, you know, in the case of Rex, and we've had Bonza as well go into administration, do you think if we had an aviation industry ombudsman in place before those things happened, do you think there would have been less turbulence?
Well, maybe. Are people scared of ombudsman? I think they're scared of the regulations and the legislation.
Mm.
If the legislation says when you've got to make a refund, a passenger can choose to have a dollar amount or another ticket. This idea of saying, sorry, we don't give money back, we only give you an opportunity to fly in a year's time, that's not acceptable. So I think if they tighten the regulations and the legislation, maybe you won't need an ombudsman, because really I don't think they're scared of the ombudsman. I mean, the ombudsman's there now if you want to go to them.
Yeah, yeah. When you look overseas, the Australian airline or aviation industry is not as pro-passenger as other countries. And I think the leader here is the European Union. This is where they have 20-year-old legislation, and it really favours the passenger and awards compensation of up to €600, so almost 1,000 Australian dollars, for delays or cancellations. And there are clauses for when a delay is unavoidable, of course. And then, you know, and the federal Labor government is looking at this ombudsman, or the idea of an ombudsman here in Australia. And there are other countries as well, like Brazil, Canada and Turkey. Yeah, they've followed the EU's lead. So are we behind the other countries when it comes to an ombudsman, or at least policies that are pro-passenger?
Yeah, I think we've got to have stronger legislation for aviation passengers. It seems to be a world of their own. They just say, sorry, terms and conditions, bad luck.
Mm.
So I think that's part of consumer legislation, surely. But if it needs an ombudsman, I'm all happy for it, and I'm happy for a passenger charter. But we just got to be very careful that we don't kill the golden goose, because a lot of these airlines, if you're only getting a few dollars per passenger profit, and you've now got a chance of having to pay each person $600 a seat, you know, that means that they'll stop operating in places that are difficult to go to. Places like King Island, Flinders Island, Tasmania. These are destinations that are fraught with bad weather and tricky situations. And we've got to make sure that we can sort of make it possible for airlines to make a dollar out of it. Otherwise, they may not still fly there.
Fair enough. A good point. Thank you very much, James. I'll let you go and enjoy a cup of tea as well. James Nixon, former Kendall Airlines pilot, which was the predecessor to Rex, which has gone into administration, as we were talking about recently. And he says we do have to step carefully when it comes to an aviation industry ombudsman, because that's what Labor is looking at. The federal Labor government is looking at installing a federal aviation industry ombudsman, which would give, or potentially give, passengers more power when their flights are cancelled. So they would potentially get a refund. And maybe tip the balance a little bit more in favour of passengers' rights instead of airlines just saying, nah, check the terms and conditions, you don't get anything, or we'll see if we can reschedule it at a later date and you're in limbo until we figure out what happens. So interested to get your thoughts on that. Of course, you can text through 0467 842 722, particularly if you have been dudded by one of the airlines and stuffed around a bit. Do you think that passengers need more power